Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Hola, bonjour, buongiorno, konnichiwa, annyeonghaseyo. Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. Today I wanted to share with you 25 ways to learn languages every day. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and I wanted to share with you some ideas to turn some of that time into language learning time. I really suggest selecting an activity that realistically fits into your life. Invest a bit of time in it each day and track it. And I like to change it up every 5 weeks because it keeps me going and it keeps me from getting bored, and so I keep making progress. Some 5-week periods are a lot more intense than others. For example, I might go study abroad at a language school where I'm completely immersed in language. But more often than not, my 5-week periods look more like a half an hour to an hour a day, because that's all I can fit into my life. And I'm a busy person, and even this passionate language teacher and learner can't find more than a little bit of time each day to invest in my language learning. So just a few ideas. Listen to audio courses on your commute. I love Pimsleur. Listen to audio courses during errands. I love, Google someone called Mark Frobos, and he publishes tons of language courses that are perfect for your car. I think he's great. Audio courses when you're exercising or you're walking. So I love Earworms, and they've done some really great, fun, short courses. And short stories in the target language. I love Ollie Richards. He publishes tons of them. Check him out on Audible in tons of languages. They're a fun, really engaging way to learn language. And there's other people that publish them too, but I think Ollie is fabulous. And that would be my go-to first, though I can't speak to many of the other ones that are out there. I love Michelle Thomas. If you're unfamiliar with him, he was a linguist and teacher, language teacher, and his courses, you get to hear people progress through the course, and you get to hear them creating with language, and you do the prompts along with the people. It's really good. It's really interesting. He's great. And those can be something you do while you're cleaning. So I got an Alexa, or just on your phone. They're available on Audible. And any of those courses you could do on your rideshare or while you're doing errands. So obviously if you're driving, those are great options. If you're not driving, think apps like Drops or Duolingo or HelloTalk. I love that one. Read. I sort of wanted to put this as number one. Pleasure reading, magazines, blogs, things you like, celebrity gossip. Because this is really probably one of the most powerful things you can do once you get some basics down, is to read. However, I listed number one. My number one activity is listening to audio courses or audiobooks when I commute, because it's the most realistic thing that fits into my life. However, during the summer, I love having comfortable clothes on. I love having my feet up, and I love reading. And it's the best way. Once you know how to read in a language, it's the best way to learn a language. Go online with a tutor on iTalki. Tons of native speakers in many target languages. I even like to record my sessions and I listen to them later. Movies and TVs in the target language. I love Yabla because it's specifically for language learners. They do closed captioning and lots of support to make the input comprehensible. But there are other ones out there, so think Netflix. And there's also a plugin for Chrome called Netflix for Language Learners. It doesn't work on my TV, Maybe it works on yours. I think it only works on computers, but it's good. Amazon Prime is great for that too, as well as YouTube. Realia, so things from the target language. I think it's one of the best reading activities that people can get. So tickets and menus, things like that, because it really shows you real life. But also, you can get Realia online. So I use the example, and I use this often, of cooking tutorials. So there's, on YouTube, there's tons of people presenting Realia, right? They're presenting things from their target language. I consider that Realia. And that's language immersion. That's learning something while you learn something else. Maybe the learning the guitar. And those things that are highly demonstrable, like cooking, that you get to watch it and hear the language. And then when it's online, you can repeat it as much as you want. Another example of this that I like to use, Google your target language and QVC or the Home Shopping Network. I think they're one thing now, but they have equivalents all over the world. I think they have their own sites in many countries, but then again, they're also local shopping networks all over the world. And it may sound really odd, but as when I'm beginning in a language, this is one of my very favorite things to use to learn languages. So everything they demonstrate, right? There's always a show where they're demonstrating something that they're going to sell, and they talk about it a lot. There's lots of visuals, there's lots of gestures, and there's lots of easy to read text. It's great Realia. It's really fun. You'll see cooking demonstrations and demonstrations on things for your home. It's really powerful. It's great for a beginner. I journal every day. If you're a beginner, you can write down a few words and phrases and memorize them. Spend a week on a different theme. Learn 10 to 15 words a week. When you're more advanced, you can set a timer for a few minutes and write about a topic. Then you go back and fill in what you don't know. When you're really advanced, this can become long and powerful and detailed. You will be amazed. Take one notebook and do it every day for 5 weeks. Look at the beginning and look at the end, and you will be stunned at the amount of progress that you make. Binge watching. This goes back to those streaming apps. There's so much good programming out there. Netflix is doing an amazing job of they're producing content in different languages from Netflix, on Netflix, for Netflix, and it's getting shared, and that library is growing. YouTube's one of the largest search engines in the world, so if you learn a few keywords in your target language, you can find wonderful and interesting content. I love commercials from the target language. It tells me a lot about what people find important. Take a 5-week language course at a private language school abroad. Totally not realistic right now. I love my Chase United card, and I get miles for purchases that can be used for a free flight. But what I'm going to do, since my dreams for Italy were, you know, that's not going to happen this year, I'm going to get a Chase Sapphire card, which gives cash back. And my goal is to fund 5 weeks in Italy. So Chase United, of course, can get you a flight. For my purposes, that's not realistic. I don't need that because I live in Europe. So I wouldn't use Chase United. However, the cash could help pay for an Airbnb or language school. Hit the streets and talk to people in your community. One of the examples, someone who has blogged about language learning, is someone called Ellen Jovin. Very cool. Harvard grad. Smart, smart, smart lady. And she loves to use her walking time to learn languages. And she lives in New York, so that's her language lab. How cool is that? Going out, going to the bodega, talking to people from all over the world and practicing what you're doing out in your walk. And we all don't live in a place that makes that possible, but I think the idea, we can all get takeaways from that. So maybe we live in a rural area and talking to people in our community means finding a community on a place like HelloTalk or iTalki, places where you can connect with people who speak your target languages. Or it can be New York where, or London, where there's people from all over the world. Attend language immersion programs. So essentially, language immersion is obviously 100% in the target language, but moreover, language immersion is about learning something through another language. So I'm a certified language immersion teacher, so I can teach elementary or primary school, those same skills, but I can do it part of the day in one language or in part of the day in another language or all day in one language. And now there are many possibilities to do this whenever you want with the internet. So learn something new through the target language, learn to cook, learn to play the guitar, learn history. Read. Attend language classes. There's tons online. This is probably my least favorite thing to do just because it doesn't fit into my life. Language exchange. I'll mention it again. HelloTalk. If you don't have access to someone in your community. Exercise classes in the target language. Go on YouTube. I love Batuka. I love yoga in French. Phrase books. Take those and travel to the target language country and talk to people. You can even carry your phrase book around. Create your own language club. Meet regularly and practice your target language. Serve food and drink from the target language culture. How fun is that? Have a dinner club where everyone comes together. Talk to yourself every day. Read words and dialogues or test yourself for fluency when you reach the top of the novice level. Do the same thing with a journal. I love those beginning task journals we talked about where we write out all the words and phrases you need to talk about a specific task and then you move into fluency journals as your fluency grows. I love doodling to learn languages. So doodle, draw scenes, and label the page. It's a really fun and enjoyable way for the artist and many people to build their language skills. And spend time with apps. If you're driving, it might not be realistic, but you can do it in your free time. So Flash Academy, Duolingo Drops, they're fun and effective. But also think things like voice memos, right? Back to recording yourself. iBooks, Kindle, reading in the target language. Google Translate, make your own phrase books. Listen to music. It's a great way to get exposure to sounds and new language and culture. So music isn't my favorite way to study language, but I think it's really fun. It teaches you a lot about the culture. It teaches you about what people are listening to, what people used to listen to, what's timely, what's important, what the social and political issues might be. But there's some tools out there that really make it effective. And one of them is called Lyrics Training. So lyricstraining.com. Go check that out. And the last one, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but do language exchange online, right? So earlier, do language exchange. If it's not realistic in your community, which it could be, it very much could be, go out, go get in a Facebook group, find someone who wants to learn your language. I've done this before. It's really fun. You spend part of the time in your language, part of your time in another language, but there's also online. So places like Boozoo do this. And I know there's a few other places. It's not my favorite thing to do anymore. And that's just a simple matter of time. I don't have time for that. I would be more inclined to pay for the iTalki lesson just because I'm too busy. But if I weren't so busy, I would certainly be a lot more open to spending more time on language exchange. I also recommend tracking your time regularly, and I'm going to leave you the time tracker below. You can download it. I really hope that there are some ideas that really are realistic, at least 5 or 6 ideas in here that are realistic for you to learn a language every day, anywhere, And that you can change it up and keep language learning fresh and enjoyable and fun and track your time and be amazed at your progress. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the 5 Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.